chapter 3. The next section is from verse 1 to 7, and the heading is, "This is about wives and husbands." Now I'm talking to you women that are married. You have to listen to your own husbands. Some husbands don't do what God's word says, but if they see you living right, they will want to come to God. You don't have to speak a word. You just have to live right. They will see that you are really good and that you listen to God. How can you women be beautiful? This is the way. Be gentle and quiet inside yourselves. If you are beautiful this way, you will stay beautiful forever, even after you get old. But if you just do things like you color your hair and do it up, or if you have gold rings and necklaces, or if you have pretty clothes, you might think you are beautiful. But those things don't last forever. So be gentle and calm. Don't get angry easily. God really wants you to be beautiful this way. Long ago, the women that really trusted God were like that. They listened to their husbands and did whatever their husbands wanted. Remember Sarah, a woman that lived long ago? She listened to her husband Abraham. She called him my good boss. So don't you be afraid to do anything that is right. Then you'll be like granddaughters of Sarah. Now I'm talking to you men that are married. You have to respect your wives and take good care of them. Their bodies aren't strong like yours, but all of you are God's people. So he gave them life, just the same as he gave you life. So remember that and be good to them and respect them. Then God will hear your prayers. The next section is from chapter 3, verse 8 to 22, and the heading is, "If people make trouble for you." Now all of you, listen to this also. Remember you are all in the same family, so stay together and gently care for one another. Be good to each other. Don't think about yourself like you are great, and don't speak against each other. If someone rubbishes you, don't rubbish them back. If someone does wrong to you, don't pay back wrong to them. Instead of that, you have to ask God to be good to them. God picked you to be his family and to live like this, and then he will be good to you. We read this in God's book. If you want to live well and be happy, don't speak badly about others. Don't lie to them. Turn away from doing bad and do good. Don't make trouble. Try very hard to live happily with other people. God looks after people that live the right way, and he listens carefully to what they ask him. But God fights against those people that are doing wrong. So if you want to do good, nobody will want to punish you. But sometimes even if you do what's right, some people will make trouble for you. If that happens, don't be afraid of them and don't worry about anything they might do to you, because God will be very good to you. Always remember that Jesus Christ is the really important one. He is your good leader, so listen to him. People might say to you, "How come you are happy as you wait for God to do things for you? Can you explain that to me?" So you always have to be ready to explain it to them. Tell them clearly and respect them as you talk to them. Make sure you aren't ashamed because of something wrong that you did. Some people rubbish Christians, but if they see you doing the right things, they will be ashamed of themselves. If you do wrong and then people treat you badly, that's fair enough. But if you do good and people treat you badly, that is even better. All of us have done wrong, but Jesus Christ had pain and died instead of us. He himself never did anything wrong, but he died for us, to make the way for us to go to God and become his family. Jesus died just once, but God remembers it forever. People killed Jesus, but God's Spirit made him alive again. Then Jesus went to the place where the spirits of dead people wait, like they are in jail, and he talked to them there. These were the people that lived a long time ago, at the same time that Noah lived. But they didn't listen to God, and they didn't do anything God told them to do. They took no notice of him. God was kind to them and waited while Noah built that big boat. Only 8 people got into that boat. Then God sent a very big rain. Water covered everything, and everyone drowned. God saved only those 8 people that were in the boat. That water is a picture that God gave ahead of time for us. It is a picture of the time our Christian leaders put us under the water to baptize us. They didn't do that to wash the dirt off the outside of us. No, it is like this. We ask God to make us clean on the inside, so we will not be ashamed anymore. Remember that after Jesus died, he came back to life again, and in that way he saved us. Jesus is now in heaven with God in the most important place, at his right-hand side. All the angels and all the bad spirits and all the bosses everywhere, they haven't got as much power as Jesus. No, he is the strongest one. He has more power than all of them.